We got to talk about it. If you missed it last week, Nicole from Naperville was going to steal her family's Packer stuff because they're Packer fans. And obviously, we want to get that stuff off the street. And I was going to trade her for that stuff. But something went terribly wrong. So let's find out how this all went down this weekend. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Nicole. Even though we had a couple things not go our way this weekend, didn't we?
We really did. It was a very sad weekend.
Let's remind everybody, obviously the Bears and Packers played yesterday, and the game did not go our way as far as Bears fans go.
Not even a little bit.
We talked last week because you have a couple people that are confused in your family, right?
I have a lot of people that are confused.
Yeah, they're Packers fans for some reason.
They really are.
Yeah, and you were going to steal some of their Packers stuff and so we could get it off the streets. Like, you were going to trade me. I was going to give you 5 free pizzas for our brew pub, lots of matzo pizza, some of my favorite pizzas. Now, you were convinced you were going to be able to get it, but something went wrong. This is kind of like a Mission Impossible situation for you.
Yeah, it really was, because I asked my sister for some things, and she was like, I don't have those things. I'm not giving you those things. What's the matter with you?
She
and I was
lied
like,
to you. Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. And so I went over to see her. I went to my nephew's football game, and lo and behold, she had a Packers blanket with her at the game.
Oh, the treasure has been brought to
me.
God.
Yeah. So I sat there, just held that blanket close to me and, you know, tried to get out of the stadium with it and then head over to her house and grab more stuff. And she caught me and took it and yelled at me. So I got in trouble.
So you were trying to steal the blanket from that guy. You're like, even though it was probably burning your skin to wear that blanket.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Nicole, I'm not going to blame you for this, but might have been the thing that hurt the Bears. I mean, there's too much Packers swag out on the streets. So
I know. And I really buried my head in the sand yesterday. So.
Yeah, we did talk a lot of trash for a team that got their butt kicked, huh?
I know.
So, well, I appreciate you risking your relationships with your family for all Bears fans. Really, you're committing theft. Yeah, I convinced you to do a crime, and you were going to do it for the Bears fans.
I really was. I had that blanket and I walked out of the stadium and I was even using my pregnant daughter to cover me so that way I could get it. Yeah. Yeah. So I was using multiple people to kind of get that blanket for pizzas.
Daughter to cover me. That's amazing. Nicole, I appreciate your efforts. I'll tell you what, I'm still going to send you those pizzas because you did. You tried.
You are the best.
Thank you for being so fun. And I'll tell you what, we got another Bears-Packers game at the end of the season. Maybe we'll have to plan another heist.
Let me know.
All right, I'm in. Well, we tried. What are you going to do? I still stand by the words I say every year. Packers suck. Did you catch me?